edition of In Touch Online for February 2021, starting with the words of the Provincial Grand Master. We have to move forward. It's an easy thing to say, but not so easy to do, especially when something or someone else controls the agenda. Hopes and expectations have been raised and then dashed in a number of days. The end of the tunnel has seemed tantalizingly close, then the glimmer of light at its end has been extinguished. American author Spencer Johnson penned the words, "Life moves on, and so should we," which appear on the banner of this month's In Touch Online. When he wrote Who Moved My Cheese, he wasn't writing about the COVID pandemic, but I do think his words can be considered relevant to the situation in which we find ourselves today. As many of our members receive their long-awaited vaccination, let it be the signal to each of us that life moves on, and so should we. I was delighted to attend a Vaston Lodge discussion group, at which Brother Chris Wall of Clarendon Lodge was the guest speaker. Chris chose to speak on a subject which he rightly described as being one of the last taboos in society, mental health. He spoke eloquently and with a great deal of passion about mental well-being, referencing not only his own expert professional knowledge, but also his personal experiences. I am convinced that presentations such as the one given by Chris can only be of great benefit to brethren who are suffering the anguish of loneliness and the despair which comes from not knowing what tomorrow might bring. It is to these brethren and their families that we must offer help, comfort and support during the days and months ahead. I know I speak on behalf of David and Simon when I say how grateful we are for the wonderful work being undertaken by Lodge Almoners, who are rightly the first point of contact when a brother is in need of help. Talking of almoners, the provincial almoner, Gary Dolphin, was the guest speaker at the first of a series of meetings organised by the communication team called Meet the Officer. Gary, a proud Yorkshireman, did himself proud with an excellent presentation on the role of the almoner and the work of the Masonic Charitable Foundation. It was very good to welcome a number of gentlemen who have applied to be initiated and are just waiting until we are able to resume meeting. We were also pleased to welcome Les Hutchinson, CEO of the Masonic Charitable Foundation, who made a surprise visit and provided some valuable insights into the work of the charity. I know many of the attendees were equally surprised and delighted at the extent of the work undertaken by the MCF during the COVID crisis. At this time of the year, I know that many lodge treasurers are asking members to pay their annual subscription. In today's difficult times, the temptation to delay making a payment may be even greater than normal. Brethren, do not hesitate in coming forward if you have even the slightest of difficulty in making the subscription payment. Your lodge treasurer can arrange a personal payment plan to help you, and this can be organised in total confidence. I was pleased to attend the second meeting of the month to the Vaston Lodge discussion group, this time as the guest speaker. I did enjoy talking about my love of Templar Knight Masonry, and thank the many brethren who took the time to zoom in to hear me. Finally, the next meeting in the Meet the Officer series is on Friday the 26th of February, when Provincial Chaplain Mike Barrett will be in the hot seat. And they call it puppy love? Well, it was good enough for the Osmonds, so it must be okay for the Brethren of Radnor Lodge, which meets at Crane Street in Salisbury. And it's all to do with Radnor, the guide dog in training they have sponsored. We caught up with Puppy Walker Rob to find out how things are going with Radnor's training programme. Many puppy walkers have a few sleepless nights when their pup first arrives, as puppies can sometimes be a little unsettled in a new environment, which probably sounds familiar to many dog owners. However, Rob told us that he had no such issues, as Radnor has slept soundly almost every night since he moved in. This is probably because he feels so comfortable in the cosy puppy crate he sleeps in, but also he seems to be a very calm pup in general. Rob has been introducing Radnor to some basic obedience commands, such as sit and stay, and Radnor is picking up things very quickly, especially when there is a food treat as a reward. Apparently, the down command needs a little work, but Radnor is a smart, cheeky, sensitive puppy and is picking things up really quickly and has settled into his new home fantastically. We think that Radnor sounds like a wonderful, bright little puppy who has got off to a great start with the early stages of his training. Blood bikes share £8,000. The Provincial Grand Master and the Provincial Grand Secretary each welcomed a volunteer rider from SERV Serve Wessex and the seven freewheelers who operate the distinctive Blood Bike service for the two general hospitals in Salisbury and Swindon. Join the thousands who've signed up to Solomon. Over 35,000 have, and you can too. It's easy to register, and because it's online, you can access Solomon at any time. You will receive regular updates which will enable you to make a daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. Solomon is managed by Richard Wright and complements the work undertaken by the learning and development team led by Steve Lee. Charity. It's from the heart, but it's in our DNA. When we first become Freemasons, we are treated to a wonderful charge, often referred to as the charity charge. It is also referred to as the charge in the northeast corner. The wording of the charge is very interesting, especially with regard to the beneficiaries of a Freemason's charity. The charge makes it very clear on whose behalf we awaken the charitable feelings of every newly made brother. It's on the member's behalf, a statement which reminds us that charity really does begin at home. That is not to suggest that the exercise of charity should not be more widespread. Of course it should be. After all, we are reminded in the charge after initiation that a Freemason's charity should know no bounds save those of prudence. Wiltshire Freemasons created the phrase, charity, it's in a Freemason's DNA, which acknowledges the truth contained in the charge. Charity, doubtless it has often been felt and practiced by you. This short phrase underlines a very important point, which is that we welcome into Freemasonry men of charitable nature with the hope that they will become even more charitable, which is a great way to tell you how Freemasons are. When Phil Still received a call from the NHS asking whether Salisbury Freemasons could provide volunteers to assist the vaccination programme at City Hall, it took him all of 60 seconds to say yes. That's because Phil knew that finding volunteers for such a worthy cause would pose no problem whatsoever, and he was right. Freemasons from lodges meeting in Salisbury and the immediate area will provide essential support 2 days every week for the next 5 weeks. That is real commitment. And it surely serves to confirm what we mean when we say, charity, it's in a Freemason's DNA. Stonehenge Lodge member Brother Tim Egglemeyer, his wife Iris and their two daughters Zelda and Robin are embarking on a new journey and moving to Sweden. Much has happened in 2020 to persuade Tim and his wife that now is the right time to pursue their long-held dream and to undertake a last adventure to make a life for their young family in Sweden. Tim remembers the day he first visited Stonehenge Lodge and the impact it made on him, which convinced him that he should become a joining member. The lodge welcomed Tim and his family, and he in turn became a much-loved and valued member of the lodge. He leaves Wiltshire, but not the Masonic family, with the best wishes of us all. But let's leave the last words to Tim. This is a see you later, not a goodbye. It's the turn of Provincial Chaplain Michael Barrett to take centre stage in the second of the series Meet the Officer. Michael will be joining the Vastan Lodge discussion group on Friday the 26th of February, when he will share with you his love of astronomy, an affection for the game of chess, and his travels on the golf course. Along the way, we will discover why he became a Freemason and what persuaded his decision to become a licensed lay minister. Alastair Dereham Lodge helped Louis. Having climbed Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money towards his son Louis's education, the lodge supported Brother Daniel Hillier's efforts with a donation of £1,000 to the Victoria Education Centre in Poole. The centre is part of the national charity Livability and works with children and young adults to help them achieve independence and confidence with high-quality education, therapy and care. Brother Derek Brown, the lodge charity steward, explained how places at the Victoria Centre are highly sought after and that Brother Hillier was thrilled when he was told that his son Louis had secured a much coveted place. The lodge will certainly be keeping an eye on Louis's progress. A nice man from Nice, the cultural capital of the French Riviera, set on the Bay des Anges. The deep blue waters of the Côte d'Azur are the dramatic backdrop for elegant Nice, where you can breathe in the fresh Mediterranean air as you stroll the famous Promenade des Anglais, be charmed by the quaint streets of Old Town, indulge in classic Provençal dishes and wines in one of the city's cafes or bustling brasseries, or get a panoramic view of the whole city from atop Castle Hill. The city's most famous former resident was artist Henri Matisse, but today we feature another former resident, Wiltshire Freemason Dara Bakey, who was initiated into Lodge Les Bâtisseurs des Chaux under the constitution of Memphis Mizraim. The ritual Dara first learned was established by French generals during Napoleon's 1798 Egyptian campaign. Dara moved to Swindon, where his parents and brother Dastan were living, and he is now settled in the town. Not being able to find a French lodge proved no problem to Dara, and in 2018 he was welcomed as a joining member of Gooch Lodge. Thank you for listening.